Masechta Shviyos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Me'emasai mutar adam likach yarak b'maitzi Shviyos. When, from what time is a person allowed to purchase vegetables, matzi Shviyos, after Shviyos, when can he buy produce from the market and assume that it's not from the Shemitah year, rather it's from the 8th year? So the Mishnah says, Mishayase, when they're producing from the fields of that crop of the 8th year, produce of the similar ripeness as the ones being sold in the market, so then he can purchase whatever he wants from the market, either because we assume what he's buying is from the new crop, or because of the fact that the new crop makes up the majority of what's in the market, and the minority is batel v'roiv, it becomes nullified in the majority, so he can buy whatever he wants at that time. And the Mishnah also says, Asa habakir, once the early crop comes, hutar afil, then even the late ones become permitted. And this means that if one field happens to ripen before the other one, even though one's in one area and the other one's in the other area, once one field is now ripe and on the market, it will permit even in the other area to purchase produce of that type. The Mishnah now brings another opinion. Rebbe hitter likach yarak b'mitzi shviyas miyad. Rebbe permitted one to buy produce immediately after the Shemitah year and not have to wait at all. And this is because he assumed that the majority of the produce being sold in Eretz Yisrael was imported from Chutz Laretz, from outside Eretz Yisrael, and not bound by Shemitah years. However, he was only lenient immediately after Shemitah, but not actually during the Shemitah. Mishnah Hay. Ein mitzien shemen sreifa uper shvius meha'aretz l'chutz laretz. One is not allowed to export from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz shemen sreifa, oil that's obligated to be burnt, and this is oil of truma that has a kedusha, a sanctification of truma, and it became tummy, and it can no longer be eaten, and it has to be destroyed, it has to be burnt. But it has to be burnt in the same place that it's allowed to be eaten in, which is only within Yerushalayim. And also, Perish Shvius are not allowed to be exported outside of Eretz Yisrael. So these things had to be kept inside Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said, Shemati, I heard, I have a Masara, I was taught, Beferish explicitly, Shemaitzian L'Suria, that we're allowed to export to the land of Syria, but you can't export it to other places outside of Eretz Yisrael. And this is because Rav Shimon was of the opinion that Syria is considered equal to that of Eretz Yisrael. It is part of Eretz Yisrael proper, even Midaraisa. He disagrees with the opinion in Mishnah Beis that held that Syria was not considered part of Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Shimon disagreed with that opinion and treats it exactly equal to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, of course, you can take from Eretz Yisrael proper to Syria because Syria is just another part of Eretz Yisrael.